think about it. If we are a religion, then my clients are, they have to do crazy nails because at jobs, sometimes they are annoying. They say, you cannot do these nails. But if it's a religion, if she says, it's part of my religion to do the nails crazy, they cannot be like, no, you can't, because that's discrimination.
That's true.
So it's a religion.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Hello, happy Monday.
Hello, we're back.
We're together on the couch.
So that means
only means one thing. We have another guest.
A very special one today. So can you guys welcome our nail tech?
Our nail tech.
Bia!
Clap sound. Hi, Queen.
Hello, honeys.
Hi, Queen. How are you feeling? Do you like your... Do you like the scenario?
I love the set. It's amazing. I'm here. It's real.
It's it real.
It's not in Minecraft. It's real. For real, for real.
You actually have like very faithful clients because when we asked which guest we should have on the podcast, they our main answer was like,
yeah.
Yeah, my girls show up. They always show up for me. Yeah. Shout out to my nail babes. Hashtag nail babes.
Hashtag nail babes. Oh, you need to create like a name for your clients.
I call them nail babes.
Nail babes.
But okay. I guess it's like, it can be generic, but it also it's us. So
yeah,
anyone can be a nail babe. Even if you don't do the nails with me.
True.
It's a vibe.
If you have nails, you're a nail babe.
Exactly. If you have nails, and they're cute. They gotta be cute.
Yeah,
true. It's our clients. They're cute. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Obviously. Our pet just came back. We have a seagull pet now.
And a little cat.
Oh,
so many babies.
It's our
audience.
Audience.
Audience. So chic.
Animal life.
They laugh with us. They cry with us.
Yeah, they're gonna be
biggest fan.
They're gonna cancel
seagull
us.
And a cat.
Or something. They're gonna be like, no, throw the tomato.
Oh, she laughed. She was like, no.
No, the bitches. They're calling me a fan.
Yeah, we addressed the problem. She didn't like
love us. But yeah, if people want to find you, you have a studio here in Porto.
I do. I have a studio in Porto called Not Your Basic Nails.
It's such a genius name, by the way.
It came to me when I was in the fridge.
In the fridge?
So, when I started doing nails, I actually started doing nails on myself.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't find anyone that did the stuff the way I like. So, I was starting my... First, I used to post the TikToks for fun, doing it on myself. On my own accounts, my personal accounts. It's an open account. And then when I started to like, let me do an actual nail page, I was still in London. You know, I used to live in London. And I went to my fridge and it came to me like literally, I remember the image of the fridge. And I was like, not your basic nails. They're not basic. They're not your basic nails.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, let me create. I do this thing. I also created a page for myself, like my name on Insta.
Yeah.
If I ever decide to be a drag queen. But I never use it. But I have it. It's called Neon Pastelli.
Oh, I love
that. You know, you gotta secure the names.
Oh, my God.
That's very smart. That's very smart.
I wish I did that because I have, like, the same name in forever. And I know I cannot...
It's iconic.
Thank you. But, like, if I wanted to change, I have nothing. I don't have a backup. And everything is taken. So
everyone knows. Because if you Google... Because I've done this, right? I'm your nail tech. And I gotta tag you on my stuff. So, of course, we have to study the tags and everything like that. So, when I look on Google or Pinterest or Instagram, like, you guys' name, even, like, not Irish, like, Inia Silva, it appears you. So, like, that's iconic. Because there's so many Inia Silva. No, it's a Portuguese name that everyone, like, can have. But it's iconic.
Yeah.
So that's a slay.
But someone has Inês Silva already, so I cannot.
But is she the Inês Silva? Like the Inês
Silva. She's not the bitch.
International.
She's
not internationally Inês Silva. So yeah, I like to think like that. But it's funny because I do that, but then I don't have like massive followers. So I think in the future.
Yeah. But I love that name for the drag queen. If you ever do it.
If I ever decide to do the drag.
Yeah.
I can use it.
I love the name, Not Your Basic Nails.
I love it as well. It's very cute and I think it defines you very well.
Because they're not basic at all.
Yeah.
At all.
And speaking of defining you, so your name is Bia for the one.
Yeah. Beatriz, very popular.
Portuguese.
We're very unique names.
Yeah. And what's your zodiac sign?
I'm Aries.
You're an Aries.
Could you tell?
No, actually I couldn't because I don't think you're like a typical Aries. Iris.
Really?
Yeah. I think
because I'm not the. Everyone feisty. Says. Yeah, they say Aries is the drunk friend. I'm not. I'm the grandma. But I'm the crazy grandma. Mm. So
yeah,
I guess that's part of it. And you my guys parents are both Aries.
Oh,
that must be crazy. But in a good way.
It works. Yeah,
they're like fiery. Works. They fire each other like in a good way.
Yeah.
This like spicy. In fire. Yeah. And you guys are like what? Scorpio? I think one of you is Scorpio.
No.
No?
No.
You want to guess?
I thought you knew.
I thought you knew as well. Yeah, let's guess. I'm really
bad. But let me try to guess. I know your birthday is around Christmas time because I did your nails for birthday.
Yeah.
And did I do your nails for birthday?
Did you?
I don't remember. Did I do?
Probably.
Don't think about that. Think about like vibes. I think that's funny.
Yours is like maybe Sagittarius, right? Because it's around that time.
Yeah.
For you... Let me guess. Let me use my
your psychic senses.
I'm a bit bad with guessing those like signs and stuff because I only in my head there's only like a couple signs. I forget the other ones.
Yeah,
but maybe like a soft one, like maybe Pisces.
Yes, that's very good.
Oh my God,
you just slayed.
You nailed it.
I'm a psychic as well. I do readings. If you can do your nails. You can ask. But I am a therapist.
You just need
therapist.
To turn the hand.
Yes, like, I turn your hand. But I am a therapist. Like, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not. Oh, wow. Like, you know, don't sue me.
Yeah.
But I am because I help everyone. Everyone. And like, you know, sometimes it's like big sister advice.
To be honest, for me, like, doing my nails is like my... it's like my me time, you know. Like, there's some people, like especially on TikTok, I see so many people saying that how they hate me.
So many people at the nail salon
because they can't move their like hands, and it's like they have nothing to do.
Yeah.
But it's so nice.
Yeah, a lot of people say that to me. Like newer clients here in Portugal, but also my clients in London. A lot of them took a long time to find nail artists again, and some of them just quit doing nails, which is so sad. Yeah. But I get it, because if you don't find the right person, it has to do with like location, it has to do with the ambience of the place, it has to do with the style. So that's why, like, for example, this is something very a bit off topic but kind of in topic. I think like in London, where I used to work before, we didn't have so much like competition. We would follow each other's, and some people were like more famous and stuff, but you didn't see them as competition because there's so many clients. Mm-hmm. And nail artist is a job you can only do so many clients. Like there's no way. Like sometimes you change clients because sometimes people leave, go to different countries or stuff, but you can only do a certain amount.
Yeah, for sure.
So if I cannot do it, I pass it out to someone else, you know, stuff like that. And it's like there's not so much like competition because you know the client needs someone that has the same style, that has this or that, and the other. You kind of find the person.
But I agree. I think it's like you need to have this perfect match because before I didn't like to go to a salon to do nails.
Yeah.
I was doing my nails at home before going to you.
Yeah, I remember
because it was boring to me to sit there because I was just choosing one color to do and
or they
sit
no
there for like 2 hours.
Sometimes I hear stories of like, oh, they said that they laughed at my inspo. I said, can I do this? And
I used to have that. It's like, oh, I cannot do that.
Like sometimes I understand if an artist is not comfortable and says like, hey, let me be honest with you, I cannot do this.
That's better if they
or
do that
gives,
instead of
but
like,
is I think as a professional it's good to give like an option.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I cannot do this, but I can do this.
Yeah.
Or let's like you have to convince the person that this is a good idea. Like let's make it more like if you don't have time, I don't say oh, we're going to have to do basic nails. Like sometimes we might say it's a joke. But but you say like, today let's do clean. Today let's do clean, girl.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
To kind of like find a fun way. Like if it's on purpose, it's not basic. That's what I say to my clients. If it's clean on purpose, it's not basic nails.
Yeah.
If it's, I don't have this because I run out of it. Because it happens. Like you run out of the charms, for example, or the color. You just say, let's twist it up. Let's make it this. Let's make that. And you find
try to adapt.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very rare to find someone here to do the kind of nails that you do. So it was really hard. Usually it was just one color. And I think a lot of nail techs prefer to have like a lot of clients in a day and just
and
do
rush.
Like one color
they
per
push
client.
You, yeah, to do that, yeah.
So I was bored at that. And during COVID, I started doing my own nails at home and trying to do different have stuff. Fun. Yeah, have fun.
It can be dangerous though. I gotta say that. Yeah. For anyone watching at home, be careful with doing your own nails at home, because I'm gonna try to say this in a short way because it's not about nail education, but in the last years, the technology is getting better and better in terms of the product's quality. But the numbers of people developing contact dermatitis, which is a condition that you develop if you don't do things correctly, is increasing, which is weird. So I was watching this talk of people in the industry, and they were saying it's a lot because of the DIY, because brands are catering now to DIY because they know they make money out of it. And also it's fun, of course. But if you don't teach people to do it properly, people will develop these problems. Yeah. And I've had situations where people told me, I developed this, and then I asked them, like, because they just came to me once or twice, and I was like, wait, you gotta see your doctor, because I cannot do it.
Yeah.
And then we find out, like, by conversation, I always ask, like, do you used to do your own nails? And they said, yes. And I was like,
yeah.
Oof, yeah, because it can happen. It can be bad for you. So have fun, obviously. But do it carefully.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. I think this happens a lot also because of the lack of options. So I think people started to do the do-it-yourself, because if you want to do like kawaii nails or put some gems and you don't have in your area, maybe you're from a small town. And here it's not that it's a small town, but it's not a huge town either.
Yeah.
But we just didn't have options here.
It's starting. I hear.
I think it's starting.
Yeah. I hear it's starting. I know it sounds very weird, but I don't know a lot of people here in Porto that do nails. I started hearing some names because my clients will tell me like, oh, I follow this person or this or that.
Okay.
I found out this girl is starting. So there is newer people coming up. But I don't know it because I only moved here recently. So I'm learning as well.
Yeah.
But there's some girls now I see they're slaying.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah. And how was it living in London?
I loved living in London.
Yeah.
Yes. I went to study first. Mm-hmm. I think probably I already told you maybe this. No.
Yeah, but our audience doesn't know.
No, but just to remember, because I don't know if I told you or not. But yeah, I moved to London to study first. I studied illustration. So that's my background. I'm an illustrator and an animator. So that's why I love like Japan, animation, kawaii, drawing. Mm-hmm. And then I stayed there. I studied there. And then I finished my course, like university. And then I started... I was like starting my career as an illustrator, like beginnings. And that's when COVID hit. And I always wanted to have cute nails. And again, I tried a couple times, some places, and then I couldn't find. So then I had time in my hands at home, stuck and stuff like that. So I was like, let me try. So I started small, but actually I look back and actually it wasn't that small. I was already like first nails I did on myself was like bling. Yeah. Of course, now I look back and like the technique was not as good. You know, it developed your technique. But I already was like putting bling and doing colors and doing this and that. Like very 2020s. Like I did like pink cow nails, you know.
Not your basic nails start.
That's it. Yeah, because that was the point. And I was, at the time, I was like stuck at home and I would change my nails every week.
Wow.
Yes. That's why I did so many like TikToks and stuff. And like I never had huge numbers, but it doesn't matter. Someone was finding it, and then I started finding clients, and people were like commenting before I even knew how to be an nail tech.
Mm-hmm.
People were like, "Can I book with you? Where do you work? When things open up back again in UK, where can I find you?" And I was like, "I don't." So I literally went on Google. I looked nail art studios in London. I looked for the names. I went on their Instagram and DM'd every single one.
Wow.
Like, hey, can you have me as a trainee? Because you got to find a place to train you. Mm-hmm. And they put you in a school. So I was like, it's like kind of like the tattoo artist. Yeah. They find someone and they train you. I literally was like, this is my Delulu gene.
Well, that's how you do
it's
it. Fun.
It's hard I'm here. Even talking to you guys, it was my Delulu gene.
Yeah.
I was like making a TikTok. I don't know if you even remember. First thing, I made a TikTok way back in 2020, like of you in
Yiddish.
And I was like, styling people's nails. And I was like, styling Portuguese influencers for the people in the UK to find you guys. Of course, most people already probably knew. But I was like, you know, it's my girlies. We're Portuguese. We don't know each other. But we're hashtag Portuguese. Hashtag.
Yeah.
Portuguese girls.
Portuguese girlies.
So yeah, like, you know, you start like doing random stuff. And then, I don't know, you just do random stuff. That's what I say.
I remember that. I remember like seeing the tagged video, and back then I didn't know you were doing like nails or where you were from. Like I just saw that as like many other things that I get tagged on. And then the first time that I learned about you was actually when I went to Korea and did my nails in Korea.
And I was my girlies again.
Yeah, my attack nails. Me.
Yeah, they were like, hey girl, yeah. If you want cute nails, you don't gotta go to Korea.
Because the whole thing was like, I'm going to Korea and they do this crazy nail. So I obviously need to do that there because I cannot do it in Portugal. And the yes. like the comment section was like, you can!
You can, girl!
And that was the first time that I really heard about not your basic nails. Yeah. And I was like, wow, maybe we can do
and
something.
And now we have so much fun.
And now we have so much fun.
So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so cool.
And there's no limitations. Crazy. We can do everything.
Yeah.
If we want.
It's so fun. And I love like the days before where I'm like on Pinterest.
Planning
like,
the nails.
Yeah, planning the nails.
Even
it's like
I do
so
that.
Cool.
Because I always say I am the Bia, the nail artist. I'm Bia, the client. And Bia, the boss. So as Bia the boss, I gotta be like, girl, this cuticle, it can do even better. Because you gotta do that to yourself. Because you're always perfecting. Otherwise, you start not caring.
Yeah, not caring.
So I have Bia the boss, and then I have Bia the nail tech that is working. And then I have Bia the client, because I do my own nails. Hello, we should do like the...
Nail tech.
Yeah.
We actually just did your nails today.
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
And they're really cute.
Later. I plan my nails like in advance sometimes. Sometimes I do like you guys. I like last minute go and look to my inspos and I'm like, oh, let's do this one. But sometimes like these nails, I planned a month ago. When I did my last nails, literally the day I was doing them, I was like, I have this idea. Yeah. I gotta save.
For the next month.
For the next month. Mm-hmm. And you plan. And it's so much fun. Sometimes you plan in advance like months.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm doing nails to people in like... summer and they're like, these nails are perfect for October. I'm gonna save them for October.
Yeah.
But before in September, I already have this idea.
Yeah.
Oh, but now I have this idea. So let's do it. Like, where are we gonna put it? Which month? We don't have enough nuts.
So many possibilities.
But this is the fun part about nails. You do it and then you can do it again.
Yeah.
And if you really want, you can do it twice.
Yeah,
you can
do it once.
Usually we do it monthly.
Yeah.
Oh, you can do it if you want and if I have space.
That's the problem.
Because she's busy.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's getting more overwhelming. And then I'm the type of person I want to do everyone. So sometimes I find myself doing overbooking. Not in the same day. Like I would never book two people at the same time.
Yeah.
But not resting.
So now
I'm in my era of like, I gotta rest.
Yeah.
Which sounds bad. Like, not
self-care.
Sounds good, but sounds bad to me because I want to say yes to everyone.
Yeah.
But then I have my boyfriend and he makes sure. He's like my little guardian.
You,
and he's like, girl, no.
You
absolutely
need to
not. You gotta rest. Yeah. Yeah.
Cute.
Yes. So I try to say, you know.
Yeah.
Put my boundaries a little.
Resting is very important because then you don't notice and you're trying to do it all, but then you're not giving it 100% because
and
you're not
burn
rested.
Out. Like, you're not going to love it. You're going to start resenting your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. So you do this all these amazing sets of nails on everybody. Do you have like a memory of a set that was very, like a highlight of your career, like something very memorable?
Well, it's crazy because as you guys probably can guess, I hear so many stories and sometimes it's so cute. Like I was even just saying like recently one of my clients, she's younger and you kind of develop this relationship of like almost like a big sister or something. You know, you help them a little bit, think. And I remember the first time she came to me, she was like, oh, I'm finishing school. I don't know what to do in my life. And now she just told me like, oh, I got into this university.
Mm.
And I went through the whole process with her of like seeing her like, oh, maybe I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I'm going to think about looking into this school.
Mm-hmm.
But besides all of those stories, like maybe if I have to pick one like big moment, like just one random one out of the...
Yeah.
I always remember this girl. We actually end up being really good friends. I still talk to her sometimes. She's in London, but she's Portuguese. And I remember first time if she's gonna see this, it's gonna be so much funny. It's gonna be so funny. But anyways, it's a good story. I remember the first time she came to me because I can feel the energy of the people.
Okay.
Sometimes people walk in shy. Sometimes people walk in happy, excited. And sometimes people walk in having a bad day.
Yeah.
It was more, I feel like here I don't have that as much. But in London, especially working in a salon, sometimes people come to you and they don't know you and they don't care. And they're having a bad day and you can feel. And this girl, she came to my home studio, but she was... I can feel like maybe she was a bit closed off and she didn't know me. And then I started doing her nails and you know how I am. I'm always talking. And then I started like you know, getting to know the person. And I could see, almost like I could see this light around her become more bright.
Changing.
And she changed. And from there on, we did so many nails together. We became friends. We were like friends. Like at some point, we were friends. Like I would, one time I did like, I opened my studio really early. I did her nails for her at 7 in the morning. I was wearing my pajama. I was like, well, my pajama is like...
like a cute one?
Like a, no, like a tracksuit. I was going to say Portuguese, but train. But yeah, it was like chill. But still, I was like, girl, only for you. Yeah. And I'm going to be wearing my pajama. Deal with it. Yeah. Yeah, we were like super... It was still dark, you know, UK. It's like dark. That is a funny story I remember all the time. Yeah.
That's nice because you have... Obviously, you can do your designs, but you have this interaction with people all the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I'm guessing, it can be a little overwhelming as well.
I think, I don't know. Like, I like the interaction with
people. Yeah.
I do get tired, of course. Mm-hmm. In the end of the day, I'm, like, drained. But I don't think it's like, oh, people drain me. It's just that I am focusing on the nails, focusing on the technique. Doing the creative parts. All of these things. Plus, I'm, like, talking. I'm like doing a podcast every day.
Exactly. It's true.
But it's amazing. Amazing to have the ability to talk to like so many people every day.
I know. Yeah. It's crazy. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know how I do it.
Because like your social battery is always recharging.
Yeah. But I do enjoy it. And it's crazy because I consider myself a shy person. I know it doesn't look like. But I am. Like, I'm good at settings like this with a couple of people. Mm-hmm. But if it's like a party with a lot of people like judging you or like in a big, I don't know, stuff like that. Like asking in the supermarket for where the shelf is. I'm like, I don't want to go. You do it.
Yeah, I'm the same. But with 101, you get more comfortable. I understand.
And I always say it's like my kingdom. I'm in my little kingdom.
Yeah,
so I forget
everything.
It's my safe place.
It's nice,
And a lot of your clients are regular, so then you it's not as bad because you're not interacting for the first time. You already know them. So
I do feel more tired when I have new clients.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way. In a like, oh, I have to be more present.
Exactly.
Because with my girls, I'm like, sometimes we put podcasts. Sometimes depending on the client.
Listen. I remember the new album from Ariana Grande came out. We just played it. And we were like judging the lyrics.
Yes.
And
we were just, sometimes I do that. Sometimes we listen to an album. Sometimes we listen to a podcast. Some people I talk more. It's just like some people I'm talking to them or we have a conversation. Some people I literally sit back and listen to the tea.
Yeah,
like, clients for me, they are the podcast. They are my podcast. I'm like, tell me, girl. Tell me everything. What's going on?
So that's real. The gossip inside the salons, it's real.
It's good. It's just, but juicy. It's positive, actually. Because sometimes you think, oh, maybe it's going to be like drama and girl. Like, I always think about this. I know it's a bit weird, but I'm just going to say it. Sometimes I feel like the boyfriends think, oh, my girlfriend's going to be there 3 hours. They're going to be doing girl things. But no, sometimes we're talking about like political stuff and we're talking about the world and how the world, like for real,
it's not
deep.
Shallow.
Yeah. We get deep sometimes. Like
we were talking about how the vibe is off.
The vibe is off.
The vibe is off.
She also agrees.
I agree. Something's
off. Because on the last episode we were talking.
I heard there's a portal.
Yeah.
Maybe that's... And that's why we're all like a bit like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I feel like that. It's like,
maybe that's the thing that I saw, the glitch. Did you tell her?
Did you see a glitch?
No, I didn't tell her. I told her about how I'm always seeing the same NPCs now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about that on the last episode. So we've been seeing this little weird stuff. And I saw like the sun went like dark and came back.
What the hell?
Like in 1 second. Like a tiny cloud.
Yeah. Like I'm like, feeling like we are like a mix between we are in The Sims and I feel like an alien. This is what I've been feeling the last days. I look at things and we were saying this a bunch today when I was doing your nails. I was like, I feel like that's weird. Like, why do we do this? And I find myself this week saying stuff like this. We humans are so funny. Why do we do this? Like we were doing that. Even on our way here, we were like, why do we do this? Why do we do trends about like our bodies and our hair and our eyes? Yeah. Why is that a trend? Why do we do that?
It's just I have moments like that too. That even with clothes, because clothes is the thing that I like the most. Sometimes I'm like, okay, this is so weird that I take so much time to just to dress my body. Like, you know, my skin. Yeah. I put little like tissue on top.
Yeah,
did we not just say that?
We said that. Like, I was like, I was arriving to my shop and I choose my outfit, you know, because I want to look cute for you girls. And I was arriving to my shop, doing my little thing, opening. And I was like, I'm so silly. Why do I care so much about this little fabric I'm putting on me today? I need to use it. It's like, imagine, let's pretend we're not humans and we're like a cat. Imagine you see a cat picking like a little piece of fabric that he wants to put on to impress the other cat.
Taking like an hour and trying many fabrics. So funny. And looking at the mirror and thinking that it looks silly.
So do it on purpose to like, this is my special fabric that I want to use.
This is my favorite fabric. This fabric only comes out on the weekend. Yeah.
And judging on, like, to get in the club. No, with that fabric, you cannot come in.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. And aliens must be looking at us like, this is the weirdest animal I ever saw.
You know, this is the thing. What if we are the aliens playing The Sims? And right now, The Sims are realizing we're a Sim.
Oh, this is so, like, this is a different podcast. We should have a red background.
Yeah.
And be bald. And then, I don't know, a tattoo of the clock.
The clock.
The clock tattoo.
That's so good.
That's
so funny.
God.
Okay. But we want to know about, like, some juicy gossip, don't we?
I have a couple funny stories.
Do you have something that you can tell? Like, the juiciest gossip that you've ever heard, like that you'd be like, what the fuck? My client is batshit crazy.
I gotta remember. Because like this is what I do, telling the juicy gossip to my boyfriend when I arrive home. Sometimes people tell me stories and I arrive home and like, girl,
sit down.
But I feel like if I tell the story, well, I'm not gonna say anyone's names.
Yeah.
But I have to remember recent ones.
Yeah.
I have so many. But like, I'm gonna give you this example from this last week. One of my clients told me, because we had a celebration, Saint João.
Yeah. Right?
Portuguese celebration. So I've been asking everyone. I know it sounds crazy, but that's what I do. I ask, how's your Saint João? Because it's Saint João era.
Yeah.
It's Saint João era.
Saint João era. You're
in it's the
best party.
One of my clients started telling me that she went to a party and the party was really bad. And she started telling me like, they didn't have good snacks. They didn't have music. And the party ended really early. On Saint João. And I was like, this is juicy to me. This is like, what do you mean? Because I love Saint João.
Yeah.
I love it. And I didn't do anything this year. I was sick.
Oh.
Yeah, I was sick. I didn't tell you yet. Yeah, I was sick. And I love, but whatever. No one cares about that. No one wants to know about the juicy. Yeah, stuff like that. I get home and I'm like, I was shocked. I was like, what? Now it doesn't sound that crazy.
But no, it's crazy. Is.
Like,
yeah.
A Saint João party without kind of music.
What kind of party is that?
Yeah, you invite someone for that.
But I want to think like crazy, crazy, crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Like sometimes I develop stories.
Yeah.
Let's do like fake names, okay?
Okay.
Let's do fake names.
Love that.
So imagine I'm doing someone's nails and I have friends in common.
Okay.
Like people that I know in common. So I know this girl, I know this girl, and I know this girl. And I start finding out this girl that is sitting in front of me is telling me experience she has about another girl.
That you also know.
That I also know and that's we know many people in common. And then I start finding out, like, this person is not the person I know. And like
Two-Face.
I had a feeling
because
I've heard from other people. But then you actually start learning stuff like that. And you start hearing, like, you know the story from this person. And now you're learning the story from this person.
Side, yeah.
And in a crazy way. I wish I could tell that story. But just imagine, like, I was doing it and I was doing like this. I'm not joking. I was like, what the fuck? And I go home and I'm like, I just learned it. Sometimes it can be dramatic.
Yeah, it can be because it can change your own perception of people you
I
know.
Also thought about like what happens if... Because I know all the tea from my clients.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if someone that is enemy from my client that I know the juice
comes to your nails.
Of course I would look because I'm professional. But then I'd be like...
You will just hold on to all the info from all the sides. So and then you can make your judgment.
Never do me that dirty. Because
I know. You have a few secrets.
We just chill. No, but for real, like most times I don't have a lot of drama. But like sometimes I hear dramas from like the jobs. People are telling me like the dramas that happen in the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like this and that. Like sometimes people cheat. Like not my client, for example. Like not it's not my client telling me she cheated on someone. But like She's like, oh my God, did you know that this week in my job, we found out my boss was cheating with this person?
It must be stuff very like, interesting, like being in your place. Because it's like, I feel like if I had a juicy stuff, I would just like tell you. I'd be like, girl.
I tell my boyfriend. I get home, I tell my boyfriend.
Yeah. He likes it. Boyfriends love gossip.
Boyfriends love the drama. Yeah.
They love the gossip. The drama. It's true. Yeah, yeah. But it's so weird, guys, because they... I don't understand men sometimes. They love the gossip from us.
But then they don't ask.
They say they don't have gossip. Girl, but have you seen gossip between guys? It's crazy. When guys decide to... When guys decide to have... Like, if happens something dramatic, I think they're worse than us. Because I think we are used to
In my boyfriend's group, the boys have so much drama within them. And like, me and my girls are just like chilling.
Yeah.
Like... And they have so much drama.
Like, I think in a good way, sometimes our dramas are more superficial. They're more like, I can't believe she went on coffee without me. That hurt my feelings, which is fine. Actually, if you think about that statement, it's totally fine. Like, you wanted to go with a friend and she didn't go with you.
Yeah.
But sometimes with the guys, it's like...
Darker.
It's and then they, I think a lot, unfortunately, a lot of guys don't know how to express their feelings. So they become like more grudgy and more like violent emotions.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Like,
But friendship between guys is so weird to me because my boyfriend comes home and I'm like, okay, what happens? you were with for like 2 days. How's his life? And you're like, good.
Yeah. They just don't care.
And sometimes it's like, he's like, oh my God. He gets home and he's like, oh my God. X and Y just broke up. I'm like,
tell me everything.
Why? I'm like, sat. I'm like, that's tell it. Me. And it's like, what?
That's
all I know. I'm like, you didn't ask. If he wanted to tell me, he would have told me. I was like, maybe he wants you to like care and ask. He's like, no. If you want, I'm not gonna cross that line. I'm like, what line? Like,
we wouldn't know. Like, we need the details.
Yeah,
you know,
it's very weird.
We need the details.
But then, you know, like my boyfriend sometimes stays at the phone like for an hour. With their bestie. Talking about like...
Really?
Well, talking about bikes and drones.
Like playing and stuff like that.
Games. Because like talking my brother about games.
And my boyfriend, they play and they like... They have the groups and they stay there like hours.
Yeah.
Which is a slay, honestly. Do your thing.
I think it's a slay. I think we should have that.
Yeah, we should be gamer girls.
We should be gamer girls.
Play Sims.
Oh, I love that.
Like, play The Sims.
Yeah. Because like he has that with all his friends.
And also we don't need to be gamer girls. We can be like... do that at home. Like now I've been doing like brunch with my friends.
Yeah.
And I want to do with everyone. Sometimes I find myself, I'm like,
so cute.
I want to invite more people because I want to like enjoy with other people. I'm like, girl, you have a house. It's like limited. Limited. You don't have a mansion yet. Maybe one day. You have like Playboy mansion, but it's the nail mansion.
Nail. Not your basic mansion. Nails mansion.
Oh, that would be a dream.
That would be iconic. We always say as a joke that we're going to start a cult. Because
based on nails.
Like not a cult actually, is a religion.
Okay.
It's different.
Okay.
Is it? No, but like
for that's what they all
that's
say.
That's what they all say.
But to say, because think about it, if we are a religion, then my clients are they have to do crazy nails because at jobs sometimes they are annoying. They say you cannot do these nails. But if it's a religion, if she says it's part of my religion to do the nails crazy, they cannot be like, no, you can't, because that's discrimination.
That's true.
So it's a religion.
It's a
religion.
Because
we are part of it.
We are
in the cult.
We're in a cult officially.
Instead of the black rose, we're like pink rose.
Have you ever had like a client ask you for a set of nails where you were like,
Yes.
Really?
It happens. Like it happens. Sometimes.
How often?
Well, there's levels.
Okay.
Of bad. Well, bad is the strong word. But like one thing is if a person, sometimes you literally do nails so many times because it's trendy that I have to remember, I try to remember myself. Okay, this person never did the nails. You've done them like 20 times, but this
like,
person's
like
their first
time. Like the glazed donuts from Hailey Bieber?
Like, yeah.
No.
Well, you know me, I don't do that much glazed donuts. No, sometimes I do, of course. But I mean like, for example, right now, this week, I just did like 3 fruity nails and one of them was on me. So I cannot be mad. You know, it's the trend. It's fun.
Yeah.
So sometimes I just gotta remember. Or for example, if a trend that... You know when a trends move so fast now. But sometimes trends for 2020, for me, they look already like ugly.
Yeah.
Chuggy.
Sugar, sugar is the word.
Like the flames. If someone wants the flames now, you're like...
But I try to remember. It's like sometimes it's fun because sometimes it's like, oh, throwback. But sometimes I'm like, oh no, not this again.
Yeah.
But I have to... I always remember myself. This is the first time this person is doing. Maybe they're waiting since 2020. They're
probably to really be able excited. To do it. Yeah, that's cute.
But sometimes it happens where a person tells me what they want, but they don't know how to tell me what they want. But thank God, I think at least I have a bit of a perception what people mean. I try to ask for a vibe, I try to ask for pictures and try to cook in my brain how to do it. Sometimes people are more chill and once they see I'm confident, they're like, okay, do it. Sometimes people are more controlling. They want to make sure it's like the way they like it, which is totally normal. But it can clash.
Yeah.
The creativity of... Because, for example, you guys have experienced it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're starting and it looks like it's not going to come out. Like... I don't know, maybe it does.
Yeah.
Because now you guys trust me. But if it's the first time, like today, I draw that little drawing and it looks so dumb.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know I can do it, you're gonna be like, ugh.
Yeah.
You're scared.
Yeah.
So sometimes it clashes. But I've had like sometimes one time a client, her taste was a bit not like mine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that. She was a bit older. I do older people. A lot of people are surprised by that, but I do older people. And this woman was more like in her 50s. And she had a particular style. Let's say like that. And she started like, she wanted, she really was like excited about doing chrome. So I started doing chrome. And then she asked me if she can do the chrome in matte. And I was like, that's not the point of chrome. If I put matte on the chrome, it's gonna look, of course I say in a funny way, in a nice way. But it's like, if I put chrome on the matte, like matte on the chrome, it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
But she's like, I really want. And I was like, I try sometimes to explain and to, because I always think I want to take a good picture. So I'm going to try my best to be good
and to
help the client understand if it's going to look good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
But she really wanted. So in the end, this set was looking like quite okay. And then it was like.
You ruined with the mat. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, but she was happy with it.
She was, she loved it. She was like, yes, good. And I was like, girl, okay. But,
flex, but
sometimes you gotta give the client what they want.
Exactly. Even if it's like a balance. You can let them know what's gonna look better, but then in the end, you want to make them happy too.
Yeah.
So I understand. But do you remember having like the worst? Client,
yes. And I will say, because I don't care, it was in London. God. I never saw this woman again in my life. I'm gonna say, this is the tea, honey. You ready? This is the tea. So, I was in London working in a salon. And I worked in two, so no one cares. No one knows. And then this girl, she was very like Bali girl, but British. Posh girl. Posh Spice, if you will. And she arrived and she was like, la, 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 I have a wedding. Oh, I'm dying. She was being rude to everyone. She was being rude to the hair people. And we would do this thing. This is very like salon. If you work in salon, you'll know. You go to the back room and everyone's be like, this girl, she's a red flag. Everyone be ready.
Yeah.
This woman is not doing well today and she's going to make your life terrible.
Miserable.
And she was doing the nails with me. Like basic nails.
Oh, no.
She was doing basic nails. Which is fine. In the salon, I did a lot of basic nails. It's normal. And then she was pissed. And I started doing the nails. And when you're doing the nails, there's no way to escape that person. Because if you're doing the hair, you can be like, hey, I come back. If you're doing the nails, you're literally facing this person. If she's being hard, you're stuck.
Yeah.
So she's like pissed as fuck. I'm doing her nails. I try to do my classic like, hey, so you're doing. You know, try to calm down the person. Try like in a funny way, relate. And she was not having it. And she starts telling me, like, I'm going to this wedding and I hate it. And I hate the people I'm going to. I hate they're my friends, but I don't like them. I don't want to go. And she starts telling me about, like, tea, about the bride. She's like, I don't like the bride. And I'm like, oh, girl, I'm like, I'm just going to mind my business and do the nails and not talk to her. And she was crazy. She was being, like, crazy to the hair. My friends that were doing the hair, my colleagues. And to me, she was moving a lot. If you move a lot doing your nails, girl, I have a knife in my hand. I have a cuticle cutter. It's going to cut you. If it's hurting, just tell me it's hurting and I stop. If you move, it's going to be worse. So I guess it's like, you know, and sometimes it's getting close to your cuticle. It's not cutting, but you can feel almost poking.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell me at that point, oh, it's hurting a little bit, I stop and it's fine. She moved. It didn't even cut a lot. It literally just cut like, you know, a little bit when you have dry skin. She was like, She got up off this chair. She started making like, oh my God, my God. And everyone was looking. Everyone, oh my fucking God. I was like, girl.
Wait, please. What did she do?
She was just like doing a big, but for nothing. She was doing a big fuss. And then I think after a couple of days, she contacted the salon saying that she didn't like her hair. In that we cut her and she now had an infection. Which, girl. Yeah. No, that's on you. Like, if you have a tiny little cut and it's infected,
you don't take care of it.
Did you not wash your hand? Did you, what happened? Yeah. Because I'm gonna put alcohol right after, so.
Yeah. But did you want like a refund?
Oh, yes, you got a full refund. That would happen a lot in the salon. You would have to give full, like, not me. I had nothing to do. It's them. But sometimes you would have to give like full refunds to people because they were acting out.
Wow.
And it's the way we, sometimes it happens in our industry.
You just have finished the nails?
Oh yeah, I finished the nails. Everything was like, the nails looked good.
Oh my gosh. So it's just, it's like it for a free. Strategy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a strategy. Yeah,
I've hired a person like that as well. The one from the matte nails.
Yeah.
The one from the matte nails.
No.
Yes. The one from the matte nails. I did the nails. And I have experience. I don't have like a lot of experience. I'm not doing nails for like 10 years. But I'm doing nails for like almost 5 years. It's a little bit of experience. And I worked
with... So the matte nails were recent?
Yeah, she... No, no, no. They're like a year ago or something.
Okay.
So I did the nails. I did the matte...
the matte chrome.
And then we finished. She loved it. She was so happy. She was like, can I book you again? At the time, I didn't have a lot of spaces. She was like one of those clients that sometimes come in when someone cancels or something like that. And I didn't have space, so I didn't book her. And then, oh my God, thank God. I feel like this is a universe that blessed me. And a couple of days, she was like, hey, my nail popped off. Which was Gel-X. Gel-X, I always tell people that it can happen. Because if you have oily skin, there's some people it lasts a lot. Sometimes people, you need other things. You can do gel, you can do acrylic. So one nail popping off, it can happen. So usually I say if it's within like 24 hours, I'm like, oh, you can come in. Really quick, I fix you for free, of course, because it's within 24 hours, you know.
Yeah.
If it's more than that, it can be anything. It can be that you were not careful. It can be that you were, you know, doing a lot of things. So I said, yeah, I'll fix you. So this was like a Friday or something. I was like, I can fix you. So can you come Monday or something? On Sunday, she messaged me saying, oh, all the nails came out. Can you do it for free? And I was like, nah. Girl, if this was me in the beginning of my career, I would be like shaking in my boots and be scared. But at this point, I'm like, I work with people every single day. My clients, they last. The nails last. Let's be fucking honest.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Like, I didn't say that to her. But I was like, no, this girl is
how
doing her purpose.
How would you... How would all your nails fall off in like two days?
Yeah, that's crazy.
All the nails. Like, not all even one survived.
Yeah.
And because I said I was going to do it for free.
People are so crazy. I remember once I was at the hair salon just getting a cut in my hair. And this lady came in. She had extensions. And she came in saying that one of the, like, not one, maybe two or three extensions fell off. And she had them in the hands.
Yeah.
So she wanted, like, for them to fix it. And they started like, okay, sit down. I'm going to, like, put those three back in because you can put them again.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, while she was waiting, I just look at her and she's like pulling the extensions and they are glued. She was like,
girl, you're
really
gonna rip your hair. That's
pulling them
you.
So they can do the whole head again.
No.
And the hairdresser saw and he literally had to scream at her. He was like talking to the colleague saying like, she's literally like pushing the hair extensions out. And then he had to scream like, please stop. You're gonna be bald. You're gonna like ruin all your hair. And the lady was like very like pretend to be chic, you know, one of those that we have like we have a bunch of those old ladies in Portugal, but she was acting like a brat and ripping the hair. Oh my God, people can be totally
people
nuts.
Can do crazy stuff.
Oh
but
my
usually
God. I'm shocked. I feel like I've just been
like, what the hell is she doing? Because it can really damage your hair. Like, that's it's freaking glued.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna damage your hair.
What's that's the difference between just putting back the ones that fell or doing the entire head?
Then people are like abusing you. Like, abusing in the sense of like abusing your patience and your kindness. Yeah. It happens a lot. As a professional, you have stuff that you can do to kind of. I feel like now I can tell when the client is gonna be problematic. I don't know if it's the universe. I like to believe it's like, the universe protect me.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you feel it. And I think, like, for example, if you are confident in your work and you're confident in your prices as well. Because sometimes people, in the beginning of my career, people would be like, oh my God, your prices are bad. And my prices, like, I'm going to be honest, my prices are very affordable for what I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I should do it differently, but I believe in, like, my audience is younger, my audience is alternative. So I'm not going to do that. Maybe one day when I'm rich and all of us are rich, we do that.
Yeah.
But for now, no. But sometimes, like, stuff like that, having your prices, like, make sure you know what you're doing. And like, for example, with me, I ask for like a call song. You ask like for deposit,
yeah,
security like deposit. Stuff like that helps you with people that are not good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
I just remember the story. Should I? I feel like I'm gonna be here all night telling stories.
Let's go.
Okay, so this girl. Oh my God, my mic.
This girl.
Yes, this girl. Basically what happened, this girl messaged me. She was like, I want to book my nails, I want to do this day, I want to do everything. She didn't even ask me. Sometimes people, when they're like younger stuff, they will ask me like the budget. I'm really chill with that. I will work with your budget. I prefer that than mm-hmm. horror stories.
Yeah.
I always make sure I send a little like information with your mm-hmm. budget and everything. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I want everything. Usually when a person is saying, I want everything, I want this, I want that, and doesn't ask me a budget, I assume it's like, you have no budget. You've really been wanting to do this, and whatever message,
money is not an issue.
Yeah. Inspo you send me, I'm going to say and do it to you. So it gets to the point, I always do this. When I'm booking the person, of course we can change it on the day, but I always say how much it's going to be in a little like ficha, the client, like a little client booking.
Sheet.
Yeah. And then, when I send that, and it was not that much, it was like 50. I know it's a lot of money for some people, but for the nails, it's how it is. You know what you're paying for. And it was a lot of things like 3D, blings, and this and she was like, this is so expensive. But she wasn't just like, this is so expensive. She's like, this is disgustingly expensive. You're abusing the people. Oh, you're doing this and that. I'm like, this is not a necessity.
Yeah.
This is a luxury. If you don't want, it's fine. But also, you're disrespecting all my clients that do pay this. And they work hard and they decide to spend the money in this way.
Mm-hmm.
The way we all do. Like, sure. If you want to buy some shoes, you're not going to say to the shop, like, this is too expensive.
Yeah, you just walk. If you cannot pay, just walk away.
But she literally was like, you're abusing people. Your prices are… Because I'm translating from Portuguese. So, like, your prices are disgusting. Disgustingly high. And stuff like that. And then I found out from a friend…
But the nails were already done.
No, she didn't even come to me.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
And then I found out, I was like telling to one of my friends that is a tattoo artist. I was like, oh my God, this happened to me this week. And she was like, wait a goddamn second. Because the way this is worded is exactly the same as someone worded to me.
Was it the
And I was
same?
Like, wait. Yeah, it was the same girl.
Oh my
God. And guess what, honey? After like a couple weeks, I get a follow or something. I saw someone like my post. Was this new page, nail page, blah, 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 the name. I find out it's the same girl. So she started doing nails.
Oh my God.
So she was just like trying to discover your rates, maybe.
I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, that but, might be a good strategy.
But this is why it's good to have friends in like in Porto, in the same like industry. Because you got to protect each other. Like,
so true.
From people like this. Like they're trying to waste your time, insult you. Because like you're also a human. Like you're going to say that to me. And I'm like, am I? Am I shit? But then you have to remember, no, like I have bills to pay, I have products to buy, I have, you know, it has to look good and I have to pay myself. Of course, I gotta eat and do my stuff.
Sure. I feel like people sometimes are, that's rude because you can always, if you don't agree, you just say like, okay, maybe not
and
not
my
today.
Prices are like in a menu because I know with some, I don't agree with this. I believe if you're an artist and you say this is $100 billion. If you want to buy, if you don't, you don't. But I understand for some people, especially nails, you do like every month. It has to be in some way affordable. Mm-hmm. Like you can do it, you know? And you know, you gotta pay what you gotta pay. Like you gotta pay the products, you gotta pay the lights and the studio.
Of course.
It is what it is. Like.
It makes sense. Everyone has their price.
Yeah. And it's on the board and is it the same for everyone? Because I was coming back to what I was saying, like sometimes I know with tattoo artists or like this and that stylist, you can change the rate. And I know of stories like in the internet and stuff that people abuse that and they will give you a bad price if they don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like to kind of like push you off.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you do that, you know what? Do it. Like, I don't know if I would do it, but if you want to do that, it's fine. But mine is the same for everyone. Like, yeah. It's literally the same. I'm not going to, like, change it for one person. Yeah. I have to go around the price of the products and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
It has to be what it has to be.
Yeah. Now, we dropped a lot of tea, but we have a lot of fun stuff prepared. I think we could play a little game. We have actually two games to play with you.
We have two games, and then we have...
Two games
and spicy questions, so we need to get the ball rolling. But I think first, the game that we can play with you... Wait. Is to make you rate some nails.
Oh my God.
Are you excited?
Let's see it out. Let's get into it.
So you need to rate it with slay or nay.
Okay, slay or nay. I can do that, I feel like.
Only two options.
It's keeping it simple.
It's not personal, it's nails.
First nails, slay or nay.
Jesus, motherfucking. Baby girl. It's an A for me.
It's an A for me.
Yes.
I have a question.
They're so badly done.
But can I just say something real quick?
Like, where do they look like a ball?
Well, that's what I was going to say. There are a type of nails. It's an anatomical thing. It's like a thing that you are born with.
Yeah,
are scoop nails.
Yeah.
So, but you can correct it. If you're a good artist, you a good tech, you can correct.
Oh.
So they didn't correct and it was too thick.
I was going to ask you this because I saw on TikTok a guy that had really like, it looked like balls. The nails are really
bubble
round.
Nails. That's on purpose. That's a thing.
It's a thing.
There is a thing called bubble nails. It looks like you have Smarties stuck to your nails.
Oh, but it was like this shape that he had, like really round. Wow.
But it can be there. It can be his nails.
Yeah.
It can be both. Depends. There is a trend of like, I don't know, a trend, like an ugly trend on purpose. That is bubble nails you create with the gel. Or you can have naturally scoop nails, but you can correct it.
Do you remember when was this trend of putting a lot of layers?
Yeah, like Simply Nailogical and stuff.
Yeah,
yes,
what the hell?
I love it.
Like, I don't know, a thousand. It was really thick.
Yeah,
a lot
it was
of,
like a polished mountain.
Polished mountain, yes. Yeah.
I remember.
I was addicted to her YouTube channel.
Me too.
Because she peeled off in the end. It was so satisfying.
One time I bought some polishes that she was always...
From her? Yeah.
Yeah. But before I was a nail artist. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought it because I was such a fan. I used to already do like nail art on me with normal polish. Yeah.
It's really fun because she had this brand that has like a peel-off base. So then all the nail polish you put on top, you can just peel it. And it becomes like an entire nail.
That exists for gel now.
Really?
Yes. I want to get my hands into it because I think it can be fun for some like videos.
You can save them.
It's cute. But I don't know if I would do it all the time because I do like my nails to be actually like durable and every day.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't come out. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Next one.
Oh my God. These ones are funny. Like it's probably for like a photo. It's a slay.
It's a slay. Okay.
We like creativity.
It's a slay.
Tetris nail.
I love Tetris.
My best friend would love this. He always sends me.
The thing that is turning me like really off is the fact that the white part is so square.
Square.
I just want to remove the edges.
The cuticle is very square.
It is.
That sounds a bit more like it's not real.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it could
maybe
be
a little
photoshop. I don't know.
Okay, I'm interested to see what you think of this.
God. So there are artists that specialize in stuff like this.
Yeah.
Like claws, weird shapes.
Yeah. If you're a witch.
Hard for like the technique. But I'm going to say nay because I wouldn't do it on myself. And I don't think I would do it on a client because it's just not my specialty.
Maybe for Halloween.
Yeah. Even that girl, that teeth is hard to do.
Is it? Yeah, the teeth is really
I never
hard.
Did a teeth.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to do a teeth for fun, should we do it for next year? For Halloween? Then we can use the pop-off. The pop-off.
The peel-off. That's
We gotta find that out, girls. New idea.
Need to.
Put
need
in
to.
The comments if you want us to do. It could
the
be
teeth.
Fun. We just do one.
And then we put braces on.
There is a nail that is like, the whole nail is a mouth and you put braces, it's like the bling.
Oh.
That is cute. We should do one like that. Yeah. For like Japanese vibes, like quirky.
That's really cute.
That is actually cute. That is cute.
But yeah, I saw on TikTok a girl that specializes in this type
one
of nails.
She put a mosquito inside of the nail.
Yeah, that's the one.
That is crazy. Yeah,
she also does stuff like that. I don't know if these ones are from her, but
it's like grotesque.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's creative.
It's a vibe.
And it's useful for like scary movies and shit.
Yeah,
like
you can do like a horror film. Oh my god, girl. We're back in 2006.
It was slime case calling.
In the Bronx. We're living our best lives. This is very American style. I'm going to say nay because I cannot be like saying slay to this. Come on. But it's a thing. People like it.
It's true. They are, there was this trend that they open.
Yeah, it's the duck nail.
Duck nail?
Duck nail. Oh, we're learning so much.
It's like Snooki, Jersey Shore Snooki vibes.
It's like they're ready to pick up the dust, you know?
Yeah, a little shovel. You can like shovel a little bit.
Yeah.
It'd be useful.
You can go to the beach and make little.
I never did duck nails. Holes. There are stuff that like I appreciate people doing it, but I would never do. Not that it's like I'm a hater, just not my style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. Understandable. Ready for the next one?
A little. Oh my god, the weave. Doing inches.
Let me see.
It's a little hairy.
It's Stop. Giving the woman that took off her hair to have the free hair. You know?
Oh, it's the free extension.
She put the free extension on the nails. That for that is a slay.
This would be so dirty.
I know. I think it's just for a picture.
You but can give it a trim.
Using and everything. There is stuff that like you put with a magnet. Like the pompons and stuff like that. You can have every day and it comes out. And then you put it back again to wash your hands. I know, it's crazy. Stuff like
Fun.
That. Yeah, there's so many things you can do. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe she put the hair and take off a little bit.
We should do this. You do mine. You do
that
me
hair?
And I do you.
Oh, yes. That was amazing.
That was
you know what, guys? I'm realizing we got to buy the Happy pop-off Monday. Gel and do viral videos like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
That would be
just
so good.
Just for the clicks.
We should.
Oh, this is fun. Wait, so is this a slay or nay?
That is a slay because it's slay. Like,
you guys are slay.
Weave.
Yeah, we.
Slay. Oh my god. It
is that,
so
is that
funny.
Chicken
This
feet?
Is my conversation with my best friend. Every day I wake up, he sends me some kind of weird nail.
Weird
himself.
Nail.
Yes. This one is a nay because it's not even well executed. I've seen better ones like this. The skin color is not matching. The fingers are a little like not giving. I'm not saying nay. It's not.
I agree. Mm-hmm. A little.
If you're going to do it good. At least. Do it like on purpose, you know. Yeah. Try
maybe like green fingers, more
like
an
alien. Oh, like a little like like that would be cute.
Okay, last one.
Last one.
Fun.
Oh my.
Hairy
nails. That to me, like personally, gives me the itch. Like it's a nay. I thought you were gonna give me like actual nails, like good ones, but bad. Yeah. You know, to me to say like this is horrible. The cuticle is not well done.
Nope.
Nope. We went all out.
You went spooky magooky, like.
But actually, there's this gel polish or just polish that is kind of like a little hairy
fuzzy.
Or fuzzy. Yeah. Yeah.
I never will use it either. Maybe we should.
My brain.
But you have it?
Really?
No, I don't have. But well, we can find.
Because I remember in. I think it was Japan or Korea that I went to this shop that sell nail products.
And
they had like these little jars with the
And you brought
furry
me some things, I remember.
I wanted to bring more, but I have no
Girl,
idea.
We gotta
how
go on a trip.
Yeah, we need to
a
go.
A work trip.
So we many should. Things. They have like so many dry flowers for
I
you
I think you
to
brought
use.
Me like teddy bears, right? Like the little
I don't
gummies.
Remember.
They came in like a little jar, I think. If I'm
oh,
not.
Yeah, that's so cute in a little jar.
Yes.
It was.
I used them sometimes, on my clients. Oh, cute. So now you know your nails were thanks to Irish. Like,
yeah.
Love that for
cute.
Us. Famous so nails.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right, one game is done. And now we have.
We have another game, which is a game where your acting skills are going to come out.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, girls. Come on, you know I'm going to
so,
be a little
yeah.
good. No, I don't know.
Basically, how do you want to do this?
Maybe she picks a number from 1 to 3.
Okay.
And that's her personality. Because we have 3 different types of
are
clients.
Are we gonna be acting like us?
She's going to be the client.
I think we can do 3 rounds. Or do you want to do
Which
one round?
Okay, so we're going to have 1 round of acting. And we're both going to be your clients.
You're doing two nails. You're doing two nails at the same time. Imagine that it's possible. Imagine. You're like,
yes.
This. Okay.
Imagine. Yes.
Yeah.
And we have three types of personalities here. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to pick.
Like randomly.
From one to three. One for Iris. Okay. A number for Iris. And a number for me.
I think this is you guys that are going to be acting. I'm just going to be doing my job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you need to deal with us, basically.
We're gonna see how react.
You handle, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. Just pick a number.
So you're going to be number three.
Me?
And you're going to be number two.
Okay, so I'm the overexcited client.
Overexcited!
I'm so excited for you.
I know exactly who you are.
I wish I was the overexcited.
That's like the opposite of me. So I'm going to put a lot of effort.
I'm the indecisive, which I kind
of
am.
In a way, I should be the one acting the clients, no? Because I can impersonate some of my past clients.
I see. You can. Do you want to be a client? You can
be. I don't mind. Girl, yeah. I was a theater kid.
Okay, let's do it. So,
you have to pretend you're me. Wait, you guys should pretend you're me. You should try to pretend how I would act.
Okay.
And I'm the client.
Okay, so let's switch it. We can do two rounds. And the first one, she's like the...
conservative?
The conservative client.
Okay. Oh my God.
So you're very like, you don't want to try new things. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're very like, posh. Mm-hmm. You're the posh client.
I'm the posh girl, yeah.
And we're both doing your nails.
Okay, yeah, maybe one is doing hands and the other one is doing feet. Or something.
Okay, I'm doing your feet then.
Okay.
I'm doing your feet.
And we'll try to...
Okay, now I have to be the excited one?
No, you're the conservative.
Now I'm the conservative. Okay?
Okay, I gotta get in character.
Okay.
Oh, actually, if you're doing just one round, we can change her personality over time.
It's fine. Good. I don't mind.
Okay.
Okay. So you're doing my feet and you're doing my...
Okay, so first you're conservative. Then.
Let's start with conservative.
This chair is a little bit uncomfortable. Do you have something I can put in my bag?
Oh, we have this blanket thing.
Oh, wait. I have a pillow. I have an extra pillow here.
Oh,
just
my God.
For you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. There you go, my lady. How's the color? How's the shape?
I don't know. Maybe this finger can be like a little bit more. Like a little bit more tiny.
Okay.
Tiny.
Just a little bit.
I don't like when it's like a little bit like this. So can you do like a little bit, but just like the specific amount I'm thinking in my head. Just like
okay.
The specific. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But you're going to have to guess, honey.
That's funny because I cannot guess, so.
But wait, can I like look at my phone while I'm doing the nails?
With the other hand, maybe?
Oh, wait, let me swap.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And I'm just doing that annoying glam. No, it happens. But
do you put up with this? Because
sometimes
this is
yes. And sometimes it's not even a tea. It's just like normal people that I like. But sometimes I'm like, girl, you fucking drop your phone immediately. Like,
yeah.
So you want a tiny nail?
But I want like, I was looking at this red.
Yeah.
But like, do you have a red that is like literally this one, but a tiny bit different?
Let me check.
Do you think you can order
you?
Right now to me?
Oh. If we order right now, it's not gonna arrive in time. But
things
maybe
take a lot of time to arrive.
Because I know this one looks very the same, but I really want this one that doesn't
a particular
exist.
One you had in mind.
Yes.
But do you think this time we can go with just one of our reds?
Yes,
maybe.
But then, like my boyfriend is gonna say that I look ugly.
Oh no,
oh,
you
no.
look beautiful.
You should dump him. You should dump him, girl.
I would never dump him.
Let's switch it to overexcited.
A Karen? Oh my God, how do
no,
I
even? No, overexcited.
Overexcited.
Let's change.
Oh my God, you don't understand. I love it. I'm so excited. These nails, I've been waiting
you
for
like it?
2 months.
Do you like the feet though? Do you like the feet?
I
the
love
color
the
feet.
Feet. Like,
wait,
I love it
wait,
so much.
Should we put some like rhinestones on them?
Yes. Yes, put.
Like
put.
All of them.
And I also want the butterfly.
Yes.
Also, you guys understand, I've been waiting to come here.
Can
to
you
sit
still for a little bit?
Of course. I've been waiting a month. Like, I've been waiting. I follow you
you've
and
been
I
waiting.
Wanted to come here.
Okay, you've been waiting.
And I'm literally a fan of you. Like, this happened to me.
That's so
it's
sweet.
Oh my God. Wait, I think I just fucked one of your nails. Is that okay?
You know what?
Sign my nail.
Wait, I think this is a vibe, isn't
it? I literally
it?
Love it.
Yes.
Literally.
Good.
If you
amazing.
Sign a little bit like that,
yeah.
it would be amazing. I love it.
Amazing.
Thanks, girl.
Perfect.
You're a tip. I love and you too, of course.
Thank
of
you.
Course.
Love that. Come again, please.
And I have a pillow here now.
Okay, now the last one is the indecisive.
The indecisive. Okay, let me get my
So, what do you want to do today for your nails?
I don't know. I know you sent me like 20 pictures and I love them all. But what if I do this one? But maybe like this one, but with this part of this one.
Okay.
But maybe we just do it on one finger. Can you start
Okay, doing? So two of these references for one finger, like mixed together.
No. Think I want like just this one finger, but it has to be like this part of this one. And a little bit of this one.
And the other fingers?
I don't know. Wait, let me think.
Wait, and do you know about your feet already?
No, I don't know. I really don't know
what to want to do.
Do you trust us to just explore a little bit?
Like, I know you're really good and I love you, but I gotta think a little bit. Like, give me one second. I know you have a client there and I know I'm like 40 minutes late, but let me just think a little bit. Because I know we messaged this like the whole month to plan.
Exactly, to plan.
But I just changed my mind and I don't know again.
And now you don't know. Yeah, but we have like 20 references. Maybe we can do one finger of each reference.
I like this one, but I really also like this one. Okay. So maybe like, let me think a little bit.
Oh my God, I would go insane.
You're so good.
You're really good. Yeah,
I'm sharp in heavens actually, but I just changed my way.
I love Sharpay that. Heavens. She's my icon.
I love Sharpay too.
I love her. Mm-hmm. Like, she's an icon.
Everyone that liked Sharpay?
Your team Gabriella?
I girl, have don't. No clue of what you're talking about.
It's High School Musical. Girl.
I'm 31.
We're gonna do a movie watching party.
You have like the same generation here and I'm like...
Everyone watched Cheeks.
Yeah, I've never watched White Cheeks.
We're starting a new podcast. We're watching movies.
Okay. Yeah, we can react to movies.
Sharpay Heavens. Everything is fabulous. I was Sharpay almost Heavens, wearing her t-shirt today. Still,
and Gabriella is iconic. Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah. Oh.
But everyone liked Gabriella, but she's like boring.
If you're
AF.
Iconic,
she's like
you
plain.
Like Sharpay.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
I love...
They connected. You know, we're the Sharpay girl.
But I love this game. Yeah, and same. You're very good. You're a very good actress.
Yeah, very good honestly. Actress.
I'm so comfortable with you guys. So that's. I feel like I'm just hanging out.
Yeah,
and then
we
I'm
are.
Gonna look, and I'm gonna be like, oh my God, I was so crazy that day.
No, it's gonna be fun. I'm super excited.
Fabulous.
And we have our spicy questions now.
Spicy questions.
Are you scared?
I'm not, girls.
Okay.
I'm the Lulu.
She came ready.
I'm the Lulu. What am I going to
do? So there's 10 balls.
Okay.
Do and I we're going to do five only. Okay. And you have one pass?
One free pass.
Yeah, one free pass.
Okay.
All right. So yeah,
should I just grab?
Do it?
Yeah.
Move it here.
Yeah. So do whatever you want.
Okay. A little. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to read. I remember I saw Zara's episode and I was like, I'm gonna have to read. You guys should read the question. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
We can cut.
Go for
we
it.
We can change.
We cut.
The next ones we can
okay,
read.
Next ones you guys do it. All right, let's do it. What celebrity would you ruin their nails on purpose? I would like fuck their nails on purpose. What? No, I would be like, what celebrity can I do? Okay, what celebrity
so
would I
one that
ruin?
You want to like...
Like, as a
you don't
person
fuck
I
with
hate.
Them.
I'll be like, yes, I can book you in. And then I'll be like, ugh. Let me do it ugly with Matt.
Yes. Yeah, Matt.
Roman Matt. Now it's going to be a trend. Who do I hate? Like, a celebrity that I hate? I go straight to a man. Do I have problems?
No, let's go.
A celebrity that I don't like. Let's do Caitlyn Jenner's. I would like start doing her nails.
Yeah.
And then I would paint like an anarchist flag on her to be like, girl.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that makes sense. I would paint something that she doesn't like.
And
like
just,
women's
and,
rights.
Yeah.
I would paint, you know, something like that.
Yeah. That's a good answer.
But yeah, she is not real. I don't know. I don't even remember the dramas anymore. I'll do Caitlyn Jenner. Not Caitlyn, the mom. Chris. I will do Kris Jenner.
Oh, I like Kris.
Oh, you
I really, I don't know. I think they're all weird. A little bit.
Like, but
she's, it's fun
she's
to watch.
The mastermind behind
I'm
it all.
I'm gonna be so canceled. I'm
no.
She's gonna send the FBI against
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but like,
you're gonna appear dead.
For me, Kardashians are like, they're fun to watch, like in a, you know, but sometimes I don't feel like they're real people, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like they started this whole, like, you know how now they're complaining about being ugly?
And
they
started. Were the one that started it.
Like,
I
especially
agree
the
with
mom.
That.
She
I agree
started
with that.
So.
Yeah. And they are doing that on a show that they
they plan make and money out of it.
Exactly. So
and the mom is doing this to the kids. The mom is doing to the kids.
I think it's all like this strategy to look relatable that they are doing.
Yeah, and to like all publicities.
Yeah. Like Kylie is doing these mukbangs again with her friend in the car.
Yeah.
They are trying to be relatable, but they are way beyond that point. They rent like in the entire Eiffel Tower.
Chloe is my favorite one out of the Kardashians. Yeah. Because I feel like she's the more normal one. The more, like, although she's not in a sense that, like, now she has to follow the Kardashian rules.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like she's the one that stands out in a good way to me. It's like, maybe she has been forced to be like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense? I don't know. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. Let's keep going.
I don't know. I don't think this is even a good answer, but I was just, you know, it's a person I remember. Yeah. That came to mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Should I grab another good job. One?
Yes. Four to go.
Okay. Now it should be you guys.
Okay. Just put the balls here.
Just pick one. Random one. I trust you. You cannot see.
One each.
It's a heavy ball.
It's heavy balls.
Heavy balls. Are you ready? Oh, she popped up.
Oh, yeah. ASMR.
ASMR.
Okay. Never doing nails again or having to do French tip forever.
French tip forever.
Yeah.
Because I can spice up this French tip.
No, I don't have
I can
to
change
be
the
like
color.
A white one.
Just white one? Just that's okay. I will do. At least I make my clients feel good still.
Aww.
I love that. Yeah. No, it's true. Okay. It's true. For real.
Okay. That was a good
easy.
Answer.
Easy one.
Let's see if this is easy too. Okay. Name the thing that annoys you the most on certain clients.
I love this. Is all about the tea.
All about the tea.
Things that annoys me the most.
Yeah, if you could name like one thing that when clients do, it drives you crazy.
Like moving / like going on your phone and stuff. Sometimes you get hairs and that's worse. Like the hairs are so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to client and sometimes you have to redo that part.
Mm,
yeah. That is bad.
Isn't that a bit annoying?
That happened to me.
Sometimes it happens.
Wait,
in winter.
But it happens a lot. I think it happens a lot when I put the hand and then like the heat inside the machine.
Yeah.
I think I fucked your nails.
Oh, like touching?
Yeah.
Oh. But that's usually like, yeah, it can happen. It can be annoying. But you know.
But your new machine is really big. So
but moving can sometimes is really annoying because sometimes you're like drawing and it.
Yeah.
And then it's not as good anymore. Like you do it again and you don't like it as much. But sometimes it's fixable.
I haven't used the new machine.
Oh my god, you're gonna. But you've seen her, no?
It's so you. Mm-hmm.
You've seen her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Her
name is Bob.
Bob?
Yes. Love my last machine was called Felicia. Mm-hmm. No, Patricia. Sorry, I'm so sorry. Patricia. My clients name her. And this one is Bob. Because she's a drag queen. She's
Bob.
She's blinked.
Love it.
I think it fits the personality.
Okay, take another one.
Okay, let me move this out of the way. Wait. Should I read or you guys read? Did you read?
Yeah. It's your turn.
It's my turn.
It's your turn.
My turn. Okay, another one. Name a client you would never do their nails again. Oh my god, name a client.
Name drop.
Sometimes I don't even know anymore the name of my client. I would never do that girl again. The
posh one.
Jump out and ask for a refund once. But I don't know their names. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I wish you were asking me who I love to do the nails.
Yeah. That's what you want to say.
We know you want to say that.
The Lulu list.
You can tell us at the end. But we want the juice, you know.
Well, I don't know their names.
Okay.
It's okay. We know who they are.
Yeah, I don't want to do annoying ones. I don't want to do.
Last one. All right, this is the last one. Oh my god.
The tea.
You open.
She's looking at me like, I'm scared.
This wasn't as satisfying.
Help me.
Oh my god, this is a good one.
Okay.
You only have one free spot. Who do you call? Iris or Sophia?
I have one free spot.
She's putting her
on
the spot.
Oh my god. I have to think.
She's gonna use the pass.
No, I can be brave. Do you want me to be brave? But you cannot be mad at me.
Never.
Both of you.
We're not.
I would probably call Inish. First of all, because sometimes we don't book you and we book her. You're, we always remember. So that I right away came to my mind. But also because we kind of have more similar style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is not a bad thing. It's just realistic.
Yeah.
When I think about you, I think about our iconic Hello Kitty stuff like that.
Yeah, the kawaii crazy stuff.
When I think about you, I think about trendy, fun, like more delicate.
Yeah.
My personal favorite. I'm like, let's put a bunch of alligators in the
nest. Yeah.
So, I'm brave. You cannot say I'm not brave. Yeah, I literally replied to it.
That's fair. Actually, I kind of like brought Sophia in as a client. So
I think that's fair as well. But I love doing both because with you, we always talk about so many fun things. With you, we do karaoke. Yeah. I love.
That's so cute. Do. I'm a karaoke girl.
We're always singing.
Do you have like the same birth year?
No, I think I'm younger than you, right? I'm 98.
You are?
Yeah, 98.
You're 98?
Yeah. I'm an old baby.
But we have kind of history because I knew you. Like your sister went to my school.
Yeah, I think my sister went to your school, right?
Yeah.
Yes. But we didn't know each other. But,
we didn't know. But it was destined though.
Yeah, it was destined. But yeah, we have the same shared love for like Japanese styles and stuff. Which I love, so I gotta be biased. No worries,
no,
I will still book you. It's just that if I only have one, you gotta think about the grams a little bit.
Thankfully, you always can book us both.
Yes, I always try my very best to book you both.
And we've been doing nails with you almost for like, I don't know.
Almost a year.
Almost a year.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a year in October.
Yeah, it was when I came back from Japan, so it's turning a year.
That's
crazy. I remember, I think the first ones that I did with you was the piercing ones, no?
Yes. Those ones were good. Yeah. I did so many ones like that after you did. Yeah.
Now it's like that trend that you don't want to do again.
Actually, it was not in an annoying way. It was like in a little bit of time. And then it was done.
Yeah.
It's trends. Dude,
It's trends. I think the first ones I did was like the Vivienne Westwood ones.
Yes.
Oh,
really
cool.
But so my favorite ones from yours so far are the pink ones we did in winter. Like the Swan Lake
pink like ones. Many shiny things.
And the favorite ones we did probably, I think the Japan ones.
Yeah, with a lot of colors we did.
But
so many
my favorite ones were the billboard balls.
The pool.
The pool balls,
Which ones?
The pool balls with the numbers. Yeah. Those were so good.
Those are my favorite
ones. We didn't have any gems, but the detail. Like everyone thought the numbers were printed.
Yeah.
Or stickers. Very like cool. No one could tell that
it was
hand-painted.
Yeah, and the ones I did from New York, everyone thought it was stickers as
well. Yeah, the ones we did
I Love
those
New York.
Were good. I forgot about those ones. Those ones were good.
Those were really good.
With a heart saying like, baby, I love it.
Yeah.
Like bling.
And the chains. You have so many gems, you guys.
Yeah.
If you have a chance to come to Portugal,
come visit. You can just say hi.
Yeah, she takes some tourists too, right?
Yes, and we have a little wall that people draw on. And you can leave a message saying like, I have a bunch of messages
in the bathroom, right?
Hi from some country and I love it. It's so cute. I love it so much.
Cute.
Before we end this episode, I know you have like this new service on your do you want to shout it out?
Of course, I'm so excited. I didn't know, but you know what? I'm gonna say it. yes, we're starting to have a lash and brow bar, not your basic lash and brow bar. We don't have a name yet, but you know, it's part of the Not Your Basic family. And we're actually having a first pop-up. It's like a pop-up slash opening vibes on this weekend. Well, it's gonna be after, but coming up. And we already have a date. This is fresh news. We have a date for August.
Wow.
So if you're in Porto, and I already invited you. I said to Sophia, but I already invited you. So I can officially invite you both.
Yeah.
You're both welcome now to come. We have space for the next month.
My brows and
brows and lashes. Yes. So we're starting with like summer season, we're starting with brow lamination and tints and lash lift and tints. And
so
mapping,
cool.
which is like changing your shape. And we can do like more natural, more glam. Or we can do alternative as well. We want to dabble into like the alternative. Like you can make your eyebrows more straight. Or
more
you can
thin.
Like shave them a little bit if you want.
Yeah.
And in the future, we want to play with stuff like dyeing them and stuff. Like fun stuff. Yeah. But yeah, it's happening on the 12th of August.
Wow.
If I'm not wrong.
Nice. So exciting.
So I hope you guys come.
Yeah.
Because it would be iconic.
Aww. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
This was so much fun.
Yeah,
I hope. Did you enjoy the episode?
Of course. It's like we're hanging out. It's like I'm doing both of your nails.
Yeah.
But you can chill now.
I don't have to be like drawing a little strawberry.
Yeah.
While I'm like thinking about the tea, you know. Yes. It was really good.
So, thank you so much. And I see you this week because it's my turn to do nails.
Next time is your turn.
And thank you so much for watching back at home. We hope you enjoyed it and don't forget to subscribe. See you on the next week.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.